A United Nations team of experts in Iraq must now judge whether it's possible to hold elections there by June 30th and what kind of elections. The Bush administration is hoping the UN will help break the impasse between the U.S.-led coalition, which favors caucuses to select a transitional government, and the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who's calling for direct elections. Les Campbell joins us in our studios. Mr. Campbell is Mideast Director of the National Democratic Institute, a nonprofit organization that monitors elections around the world, and he was in Iraq just 3 weeks ago. Mr. Campbell, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks. Nice to be here.
You, I guess, have strong reason to believe that a comprehensive study has been done already by an international team of experts.
Well, there has, in fact, been a lot of work done around the issue of elections. The International Foundation for Election Systems, it's a Washington-based NGO, has looked in great detail into the technicalities of whether or not an election can be held. A number of members of that organization have concluded that it is technically feasible to have an election in Iraq based on some existing records. For example, the food ration card system that was set up under the Oil for Food program is sufficiently complete as to provide at least the basis for an electoral list.
There have been some concerns that if you use the food ration card, the food rationing was not, for example, widespread in Kurdistan, where they had, of course, operated under independent authority, so they wouldn't have these cards.
In the Kurdish north, they've had a well-functioning government for almost 10 years, and they have a civil registry which would be open to coalition or UN authorities, which has also been judged by many experts to be sufficient for an electoral list. So the basic technical framework for an election is there. However, there's no electoral law. In fact, we don't even know what people would be elected to. Would it be a parliament with a constituency-based system? How would the representation system break down? Would it be done on provinces? Would it be a three-region type of representation system, Kurdish, Shia, Sunni, for example? These questions have not been touched at all.
Mr. Campbell, do you have a strong opinion? Can sensible, honest elections be held by June 30th?
I think it is possible to have elections sometime in 2004 if that is to be a compromise that's worked out through the UN, the CPA, and others. Elections by June would lead to an outcome that just consolidated the power of a few parties with militias, religious leaders with access to the organizational capacity of the mosque, and a number of people who may or may not have the best interests of Iraq as a whole in mind. So I think June elections would not be desirable.
Would caucuses be any kind of improvement?
It's imperfect. I mean, I work in the field of democracy promotion, and it's a little difficult to argue that a call for elections is somehow illegitimate or wrong. I mean, a number of Iraqis, including the cleric Ayatollah Sistani, are calling for elections. It's a little difficult to stand back and say, you can't have elections. I think what needs to happen through the UN and the CPA is a process of persuasion saying, we understand the impulse for elections, but the technical and political and security atmosphere is such that June elections would not be in the interests of long-term democracy in Iraq.
Who would run an election in Iraq?
If other transitions are to serve as a model, for example, Bosnia, Kosovo, East Timor, the election will be run by a hybrid commission at the top. There will be expatriate professionals that form some kind of interim commission. It'll be Iraqi technocrats, Iraqi politicians, political parties will have a role. But as that pyramid sort of heads down towards the base, you know, where it broadens out, I think that the structure will include mostly Iraqi people, for example, teachers. Mm-hmm. They'll probably work within schoolrooms to accept voters, but their work will be supervised by experts who will make sure that the election is run in a transparent and technically accountable way.
Even if there are alternatives to direct election that are fair and honest and would result in a diverse and representative government, it must be said far more representative than the one they've had for 26 years under Saddam Hussein, there is a certain portion of the world that will think anything less than a direct election is an attempt by the United States to have it their way.
The issue for me as an observer of this process is not so much exactly what technical process is chosen, but whether or not the process that's chosen looks bona fide. Iraqis are looking, they're trying to see, they're saying, okay, is this just a way for the Americans to get out? Mm-hmm. Contrary to what is often in the news, Iraqis do not want the Americans out quickly. They want things to be put into place and solved in some kind of process. Anything that smacks of panic and an exit strategy will not be accepted by Iraqis.
Les Campbell is Mideast Director of the National Democratic Institute. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.